So primal is an important word in there. It means it's our first. Primal means one or first. Biological, you will not cure this with therapy. No amount of therapy is going to fix your instincts. Do you know instincts are passed from generation to generation through DNA? Our DNA has changed not at all in the last 10,000 years. It changed in a very small but significant way about 40,000 years ago, which anthropologists think is what gave us the ability to speak. That's only 40,000 years old, the ability to speak. That was the last thing added. It was almost aftermarket. And anyone who knows cars knows that things added aftermarket don't work nearly as well as the things that were manufactured and installed. Right? I'm appealing to the guys here now, right? This could be the reason why talking to people about things is the last thing that occurs to us, because it was the last thing added. Just a little clue there. Okay. So instinct. So a primal biological urge impelling a response which brings relief of tension. We're going to talk about tension a lot, because things will happen. A man or woman, you'll feel tense. That tension will have these hormones release in your body, have your brain think things. Then you'll take action, and you'll keep acting until you get rid of that tension. And it has us do a lot of really funny things, that tension. All instinct. Tension is an excellent sign of instinct, just as fear, scarcity, competition, glee, all signs of instinct. Okay, you're getting really excited about this now, huh? We're going to wrestle human animal. Yes? Glee? What glee is? That's glee. It's not happiness. It's not... It doesn't fill you with life and possibility. It's... Got her. Got him. I'm getting what I want. That's glee. It's like an excitement, do you know? But it's really gross. Being around people who are gleeful is just deafening, do you know? Whereas being around people who are happy is very enlivening. Okay? Yes, that's glee. Okay, so let's talk about the first big difference between men and women that has us be opposites is the difference between the hunter and the gatherer. Okay, the hunter and the gatherer. This difference is what has us think completely differently. And that we think completely differently affects the way that dates go. So hunters are single focused because that's what it takes to catch the deer. You try to paint your nails and kill a deer at the same time, it is not going to turn out. It does not work. In order to catch something like that, you've got to be doing nothing other than figuring out how to catch it. Gatherers have what we call diffuse awareness. This is the kind of awareness that allows you to walk through a meadow and spot what's ripe without having to look very hard. Just like you can walk into a room and go, no, it's not here. Or you can walk into a room and go, there are your keys. Right? Women can do this. We have diffuse awareness. It gives us scan vision. We have scan vision. The other thing that diffuse awareness does is it allows women to maintain connections while doing other things. We stay connected to the people around us even while we're doing other things. One of the big issues that women have with men is that when a man is doing something else, you disconnect. And she thinks you're disconnecting because you don't like her or because you don't care about her. Most women don't know that you disconnect because that's what single focus does. You're focusing just on this. So as women, we're the Velcro of the universe. Whereas a man, you're going to be very focused. As a hunter, you always have a result to produce.